Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 36, You'd Better Take Care, Mark chapter 9, verse 42 through to verse 50. A survey was done in 2021 to see how people in the UK thought about death and what, if anything, followed. One of the questions asked was how often people thought about death. Over half the respondents said that they think about dying a few times a month. 9% said they think about death at least once a day. It seems that for many of us, death nags at our minds. Jesus uses that in the part of Mark's Gospel we're looking at, but maybe he doesn't use it in the way some would expect. There can be an assumption that when Jesus speaks about death, judgment, hell, that he's trying to scare people into believing in him, that he's involved in a Project Fear to build his power base, like a bully saying, you had better do what I say, or else. But the true story here shows us something different. The situation comes about because Jesus's closest friends and followers are not understanding how he works. They default to a strongman model of life. The one who demands respect gets it. They'd be quite content to see Jesus threaten a few people with serious violence. After all, they've seen what he can do to invisible spirits, and it's pretty scary. But Jesus isn't having it. He is willing to come down hard, but not to get respect. He comes down hard out of love for others. So it's actually his friends who get the harsh words. Their attitude is driving some folk away. What type of people? Those who don't live up to their expectations. The people who apparently have little to contribute to the team. Well, Jesus speaks plainly to his friends about this, saying, you had better take care. If you cause anyone to walk away from me because society or you think they've nothing to offer, I'll react so strongly, you'll wish you were dead. In this, Jesus is showing what God wants. Jesus came into this world to build a kingdom for God. That means to gather people together, to forgive their sins, and grant to them a new life under God's care. And because God is God, that means a life which doesn't end, but goes on forever. God promises resurrection to those who entrust their lives to him. And he's proven that he's good to his word by raising Jesus from the dead. But what's this kingdom to be like? Is it to be dominated by the rich and powerful, like every other kingdom? No. It's a kingdom for the humble. A kingdom which will operate on this law. Love your neighbour as yourself. And Jesus will lead the way by sacrificing his own life to save his people. This is why he warns his friends that their proud attitude could get them into big trouble. And he follows that up with some brutal ideas to cut back their pride. Now, they won't actually do what he suggests, but they get the point he's making. So many of Jesus's team are strong because they worked manual jobs. But, says Jesus, if you're putting your hope in your strength and therefore despising the weak, well, you need to become weak. I recommend cutting your hand off, because that might just save you from hell. Or, says Jesus, if you're standing tall and walking proud, you should try cutting off one of your feet. Or if you're looking down on others, maybe pluck out an eye. It's astonishing language Jesus uses, but Jesus' aim isn't to leave his friends crippled by fear of him. Rather, it's to shake up their dismissive thinking in which lesser people are written off. You see, what Jesus actually wants is for the whole team to be at peace with one another, with him, and with outsiders who join them, no matter who they are. He wants love to prevail. He wants them, he says, to be salty, to be preservers. These friends are presently in danger of being destructive to relationships. Jesus calls them to change and work to preserve them instead. What do you think? If Jesus was here, right now, talking to you about how you treat others, what would he say? Would he threaten you? Would you deserve that? Many of us are selective. There are people we treat well. There are people we treat neutrally. People we treat coldly. And people we treat hatefully. Jesus calls us to change. And live instead by two questions. Am I doing what is best for other people? And am I doing what is right before God? And that second question is so vital. Why? Well, because death will take you into the presence of God to hear his judgment on you. And you don't want a hard conversation then, because it won't end well. So think now. What do Jesus' words say to me today? Thanks for watching. You'll now hear the passage itself being read out. Do listen, think, pray, and then also return for the next video.
Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung round his neck and he were thrown into the sea. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than with two feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into hell, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another.